Thank the Lord tonight for the wonderful singing and good felt presence of the Lord that we felt all week. We just appreciate it, Silver City, so much. It's been a great honor to be here, and we're looking this night to do that the Lord would have us to do. Try to finish out on a high note if we can. If I can feel what we've been able to feel each and every time that we've stood this week, then it'll be good. And already felt the good spirit of the Lord, and y'all were just so blessed here at the church with wonderful singers. And I know that's a help to Brother Chris. And if you got your Bibles and want to read with us tonight, we'll read that the Lord has laid on our heart, be found in the second chapter of the book of John, beginning with the first verse. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And may the Lord add his blessings tonight to the reading of his word. And the Lord laid this on our heart right at the end of the service this morning. Seemed like all of the wonderful testimonies that we was able to hear. Everyone that spoke began to tell experiences and tell that how important it is that we do what the Lord says to do. And it just kept ringing over and over in my mind, even in the prayer meeting tonight before the service. The man was praying and said, Lord, help us to do whatever you tell us to do. And it's already been said during the song service tonight. And it's the mother spoke in this day that we've read to you about and said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. The mother spoke this morning and was telling the world whatsoever the Lord says, we need to do just that. I want you to know tonight that the message that needs to go out from the mother to the world today is whatsoever he saith unto you, do it tonight. The Bible said that there at the marriage of Cana of Galilee, I want you to know that it's no happenstance that this is the very first miracle that our Lord ever performed, and it was at a wedding. Brethren, we started off the week preaching about that. We'll end it as such. It's very fitting for the very first miracle that our Lord performed was at a wedding. The very last thing that he's going to do on this side of eternity is, brethren, to receive his bride. Brethren, and then the marriage supper of the Lamb that's been preached about this week and spoke of will take place. The Bible said that Jesus and his disciples was called unto this wedding. And when they gathered there together, the Bible said that they have no wine. Mary, the mother of Christ, went to him and said, they have no wine. Brethren, Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour has not yet come. I want you to know tonight that the hour of Christ has come when the mother is standing in need. Brethren, he was speaking of the time for him to go to the cross. And brethren, he was to be up and about the Father's business. But he didn't mean any disrespect whatsoever to his earthly mother.
brother. She had a need, and he was about to meet it for all of the people there. She said, they have no wine. And he said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. And the Bible said that was about all the conversation that we read about between Mary and Jesus here at the wedding. The very next thing that was said, his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, you do it. The Bible said that they were six water pots of stone there at the wedding. Those water pots of stone was there for the law, the purification of the Jews. When they entered in there to the wedding, they was to wash themselves and cleanse their hands and even wash their feet before they was to set down to bread. Brethren, it was a tradition and it was law. These water pots of stones was used to wash away the filth of the earth. Brethren, and the Bible said that Jesus told them, he said, go and get these six water pots of stone and fill them up with water. Whoa, tonight, the Bible said that when they did this, brethren, Jesus, it doesn't say anything he did other than just tell them to fill them up with water. But they had to do what he said to do. Brethren, the Bible said he told them, take these water pots of stone and take them to the governor of the feast. The Bible said that the governor of the feast did not know that they had been a change made. Brethren, but those that bear the water pots of stone, they knew it. Brethren, I wonder what they must have thought about when they was toting the water pots of stone to the governor of the feast. And they looked down in them and said one to another, that's not water in there anymore. Brethren, something to use to wash away filth. They desired something better than that. They desired to have the wine there at the wedding. The Bible said that when the governor of the feast began to taste of what he's supposed to be water, and he found out that it was wine. Brethren, we preached on the water the other day. Nothing more refreshing. But listen to me tonight. It has no taste to it. And when the governor of the feast went to taste of it, brethren, it wasn't something that was bland, but it was something that was sweet to the taste and something that was the fruit of the vine of God. Brethren, the Bible said that when he tasted of it, he said there unto the governor, he called the bridegroom, and he said this unto him, he said, every man, and what he was saying, he was saying unto him, I've been to weddings before, and he was saying, everyone I've ever been to, every man, it was just a known custom to bring out the best wine first and serve that. And then when men, the Bible said, was well drunken, why then they would bring out the worst of the wine and give that unto them. But said, you have saved the best unto now. I want you to know tonight, if we'll do whatsoever he saith unto us to do, brethren, then his will will be done. And when we do his will, that's how he works. Brethren, it's through that of his people. And when we do whatever the master tells us to do, there'll be a change in somebody's life in the house of God. Brother, there was a change made in me where filth once was. There was sweetness put in. Brother, in a water pot of stone, just an old earthly tabernacle, something way down deep on the inside that I can't hold in my hand and show you tonight. But brother, I'm like one of the old gospel songs says, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know, brother, there was a great change made that night in the house of God, brother, and it washed away. Why, it was the color there of blood that washed away all of the filth and all of the earth that was there upon me and had me destined for a devil's hell. Brother, then I want you to know the reason that change was made is because the Lord sent his message and the mother heard the message and then the mother, I'm not talking about just my earthly mother, but the mother church was praying for me, and I, as I looked around and I no longer felt like part of them, brother, the message rang out clear. Whatever he's saying unto you to do, you just do it. And there wasn't but one thing for me to do, and that was to find myself there at an old-fashioned altar of prayer. And there my change was made. Brother, there he filled me up with his sweetness. He filled me up. And there was a change made. While those water pots, the Bible said of stone, elements there of the earth, what is man formed from? But from the dust. Brother, it's only when God breathes the breath of life into them that they become a living soul. Brother, there was a great change made there. Whatsoever he saith unto you, you do it. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, the mother can gather around you and pray for you, sing the songs of Zion unto you, preach the gospel unto you. But until you do what he says for you to do, you'll stay in the condition you're in, and there will not be a change made. Brethren, it doesn't, a lot of folks say, well, we're just not seeing people saved like we used to. No, we're not. Not in the great numbers that used to be. But the Bible said that there must come a great falling away for me to come. These things the Bible said must be for the end to come. Brethren, listen to me. I want to see as many saved as we can while we're here. But I'm glad today that this world is temporal and we're not hanging around here forever. Brethren, we're headed to where they sang about, where there's a mansion for me. And while we're here, there needs to be a change. Needs to be a change in our lives. The Bible said, she told them, whatsoever he saith unto you, you do it. Well, then they had to listen to the voice of the mother, and then they had to listen to the voice of the darling Son of God. The Bible said that when a child was born one time to a little woman named Hannah, and she wanted a child so bad, and she began to, this is going to go with this. Brother Nair, she was praying so hard, Chris, for a child. And the Bible said that she went in to the temple of God. And I love this. She began to pray. A lot of people in this world worry about leading a public prayer. A lot of people in this world worry that they don't have good words and they don't know how to pray. But brother, this is one of the beautifulest prayers that I've ever read about. The Bible said that Hannah got down there and began to pray unto God. And the Bible said that Eli the priest, listen, I may stick my foot in my mouth, Roger, sometimes, but I hope and pray you take everything I say, that it's coming with love. But listen, there's a lot of times, there's a lot of preachers in this world that think they know more than what to know. I know that's saying a lot, but I've been around a few of them, brother, that could have had a lot of knowledge, but brother, they needed a good dose of the Holy Spirit of God. There's nothing like it in this world. Brother, while Eli the priest came in and he was looking at the woman, you know what he done? He began to scold her. Hey, brother, and he looked at her, and all he saw was her mouth moving, and he couldn't hear one word that was coming out. And he said this to her. He said, listen, Eli was a good man, but he was just fallible, just like the rest of us. And brother, at this time, he was not in tune with God on that day, because he came in and he looked at little Hannah, and he said, woman, how long wilt thou be drunken? And she said, I've not been drunken. I've not touched one sip of wine, but said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and said, I'm pouring out my soul unto him. I tell you, the best prayer that can be prayed is little Hannah prayers. Brother, why some of the best praying that I've ever done is when I've been going down the road, why in my heart broken all to pieces, and I say, Lord, would you just help me? I don't even know what to say unto you, but would you look into my heart? And as Brother Chris preached this week, thanks be unto God that he intercesses for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. He knows what we need before we ask him. But he looks in our heart. And when we get willing to do whatsoever he saith unto us to do, he'll bless us for our efforts. The Bible said there that the Lord answered Hannah's prayer and gave unto her a little son. And when the son came into this world, she named him Samuel. You know what that means? It means asked of God. Brother, the Lord blessed us with two children. Our oldest daughter, our oldest one is a girl named Morgan. Our youngest one is a boy named Donnie. But you know what they both are in the eyes of the Lord? Brother, they're Samuels to us because we asked God to bless us with them, and he did. The Bible said, just like when I saw Tara being a mother to our children and holding them. Listen, this is beautiful. In the house of God, the Bible said there that little Hannah held Samuel just as close as she could. And then the Bible said that she had to wean him off of her. Brother, when they the first 7 years of their life, they stayed close to their mother there in the house of God. And brother, if anything was wrong, Kenny, all she had to do was reach over there and love on them, and it'd be better. The Bible said there'd come a time when Hannah had to wean Samuel, and she took him to the house of God, there to the temple, and presented him unto the Lord. I looked one day, I was preaching real hard there unto the church at the start of a revival about how they would have to turn them loose and lay them down at the altar of God like Abraham did Isaac. But listen, are you talking about? Are you preaching? If you ever want to get down on a preacher, let me tell you one thing tonight. I'm going to let you in on something. If a man is truly called of God, and he truly preaches what God lays on his heart, and is not so worried about tickling the ears of this world, but brethren, delivers a message fresh from the throne of God, there's nothing like it tonight. And brethren, I want you to know, brethren, that it'll hit him before it does any of you. I was preaching hard, as Junior Waddell said, brethren, I was letting the hammer down, brethren, to that church about how they're going to have to turn them loose over to the altar of God. And brethren, it hit me when I looked out there and seen my wife and tears streaming down her face. Brethren, you know, I'd preach to them about don't be loving them up when you know they need to be in the altar. Don't you hug them up next to you, brethren, and try to make them feel safe when you can't save them. Brethren, my wife, brethren, she had her arms like this, and she had a death grip on each arm, and our child was lost, and she was trying, brethren, to fight every motherly instinct she had, wanting to love on them, and I seen our child look over there at her, and brethren, the next thing I knew, they did what the master told them to do, and they found themselves in the altar of God, and there was a spiritual change in an earthly body. Brethren, that's what happened when the water was turned to wine. Listen, I can't think of her name, but that popular country singer, brethren, that sings that song that said Jesus drank wine and he turned the water into it. I want you to know tonight, brethren, that the word of God has been abused in so many ways and used for justification of sin. And brethren, it won't work tonight. Brethren, that is not. Jesus did not change that water into wine so those people could get good and soused. Brethren, he did it to show unto them that he could make something that had no flavor to be sweet and something that would last and something that would endure for the journey tonight. Brethren, the Bible said that when Samuel was in the house in the temple of God one night ere the lamp of God went out in the temple. And listen, that's really another text, but that's all right because it's going to go with this. The Bible said there that the priest, he realized when Samuel heard the voice of God call him, Samuel, Samuel, he got up and thought it was the priest and he went to him. He said, I didn't call you. Just go back to bed. The Bible said that he got up again. And Eli perceived that it was the Lord that was calling unto Samuel. He said, if you hear him again, he said, this is what you do. How many times does little children go to mother and daddy and say, I know I need to be saved, but how will I know? You know what you need to tell them? You'll just know. And then you tell them when you hear his voice, whatever he says to you, just do it. And there'll be a change made. Bible said that he went down and lied down again. And then he heard the voice of the Lord say, Samuel, Samuel. And Eli told him what to say. He said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. That was the beginning of his relationship with the Lord. And how the Lord used Samuel, his life. Whatsoever he saith unto you, you do it tonight. Brethren, we're in the 11th hour of this wonderful week of revival. You say, preacher, there's not been a single soul saved. Brother, there's not one thing, Roger, that I know that I can do about that. I believe there's been those that's walked out a few times this week that was in trouble. I really do, just because of the way I felt my heart. But I don't have eyes as a flame of fire. I'm not able to look into nobody's soul and know where you're at. But the reason I say we can't do anything other than what we've been doing is because as long as we're doing whatsoever he saith unto you to do, brother, then we're in the center of God's will. Best if I understand the scriptures. And the Bible says this. I hope this will be an encouragement to you. I've felt the Spirit of God every time I've been in this church this week. That's a lot to be thankful for. And sinner friend, if you're here tonight, it's up to you to do what he says to do. We can't do it for you. Mother and daddy can't do it for you. But the Bible says this. To be not weary in well doing. For you shall reap in due season if you faint not. Brethren, I ain't aim on fainting because of how good the Lord is to us. Y'all come with a song. I've said that I've said. Brethren, the Lord can make a change in your life tonight just as he did there at the marriage of Cana of Galilee. Isn't that beautiful? The very first miracle that he done was at that wedding. The very last one that'll be performed is when the bride goes to meet the bridegroom. Brethren, the Bible said, we talked about John the Baptist early on in the week, and the Bible, John told them one time when they was questioning him as to who he was, he said, I'm a friend of the bridegroom. Brethren, a friend of the bridegroom. I've got a friend in Jesus tonight. While we stand, I feel pretty good. I really do. You know what that is tonight? That's payday. That's payday when we're able to feel the good presence of the Lord. I believe when them servants was carrying those water pots, that God blessed them for doing what he said to do. Brethren, they was the first ones that looked and they saw there was a change. You know what I like to do when I'm in a good meeting? If I'm helping in the revival or the churches that I've tried to pastor and somebody hits the altar of God lost and undone, I don't get up there and say nothing to them other than this. Just let us know when it happens. Just let us know. Let us in on it. And brethren, I like to get a front row seat though, because when they come up, and you can see that glow about their face and be one of the first ones to witness the change. And I'll tell you this, if they good and lost and they get good and saved, a lot of people fall out with me for saying that, but there's something to that. Brethren, a good, strong conversion in the house of God. And brethren, when we see that, it doesn't take but just a minute, and it goes all over the house. Goes all over the house. Y'all have experienced that, ain't you? Well, they sing. Do whatsoever he saith unto you to do tonight.